Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea. I mean, I know technically this is not the beginning of summer, but I got to tell you, given the fact that we are now the first week past Memorial Day, and it's kind of like, well, I mean, the weather in various parts of the country is pretty kind of scary. Houston got flooded. Like, serious flooding. And poor California, they're now talking about having to, which they've been talking about for a long time, of taking sewage water and making it into drinking water. But they've been doing, I mean, they've been able to do that for at least a decade. And we actually did a story on it a couple of years ago where they had two bottles of water and they were blind taste tests and you tried them both. And one was, they unfortunately, I think they may have called it like sewage or something really, really lyrical like that. But I mean, it's just the notion of it that's a little alarming. But the reality of it, I mean, we're probably all going to be doing that at some point. That sewage wastes a huge amount of water, and it's really very possible to reclaim it not only for crops but for human consumption. Perfectly okay. It actually has less sort of troublesome things in it than most of the drinking water we drink anyway. So, but it is alarming that one part of the country has so much water that they're being flooded. The other is essentially in a drought. We need some water up here, but it's kind of like up here that the calendar said, oh, okay, well, it's now unofficially summer, and it's gorgeous around here. And apparently my body sort of decided that as well, because I got out of bed and the concept and went down to the gym today. The concept of bathing suit, I think, is terrifying. So there we go. So I went and worked out, which I know I go through stages where I'm really, really good at it. I did for years and years and years. I mean, that's part of it. And if you look at the statistics, it turns out that we boomers are kind of we're the ones who started the working out, and now we're the ones who aren't doing it. And my perception of that is not that we're older, although obviously that's one of the issues, but that we've just been doing it for so long. And if you've been working out for like 20 some years, the idea of doing it one more day is not all that appealing. Plus, I think we also sort of set into that kind of lazy mindset that says, I've been working out for all these years. My body will be okay. Probably not the world's best philosophy. And I don't know exactly how to share this with you, but I'm dying to share it with you, so I'll do it anyway. I'm just trying to figure out how to not get in trouble doing it. I can hear all of your ears just perked up. I work out in a gym, which is part of a hotel chain. And so I've told the Mike Tyson story before, that every once in a while there's somebody kind of famous in the gym. And we all sort of pretend that there's nobody famous there. But, I mean, that happens a lot in big cities. I mean, it happens in L.A., it happens in New York, where somebody on the next treadmill is somebody that you know. I mean, remember that's how Jerry Seinfeld met his wife. Remember that? Never mind. Okay. So today, I'm not. I don't. There is the president of an African republic who lives near me, and I had actually never run into him. I run into a Secret Service guys all the time, but today there were six Secret Service guys and this kind of unprepossessing man who I was dying to go up and say, are you the president? And decided that I probably was going to get shot or at least wrestled to the ground. And I'm working out. I'm doing my good girl. Okay, it's about to be summer. I got to get into bathing suit sooner or later. Okay, hit the gym. And, you know, six Secret Service guys come in. And these guys are not in gym clothes. The president is. But the Secret Service guys look like Secret Service guys. They're big and brawny and they have on suits and they have the thing in their ear. And, of course, you're not supposed to talk to them. They're supposed to keep, you know, their eyes. But, I mean, there are like six of us in the gym. And, clearly none of us are particularly dangerous. And we're all in spandex. There's no way to hide anything on any of us. maybe a little extra poundage, but no more than that. And I happen to be reading The Last King of Scotland, which is about Idi Amin. And I can't decide if this is coincidence, irony, or a way to get myself in serious trouble. So I just thought I would share that with you, just because it's one of those things that probably would never happen again in a gazillion years, but happened today. So I just thought you guys should know it. It's kind of cool. Did you see the movie, Last King of Scotland?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that movie?
With Forrest Whitaker and James McAvoy, yep.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Yeah, I loved it. That was
great. I'll send you the book. The book is even better. And the book, because, and Forrest Whitaker's face is on the front of the cover of the book, and that's now a major motion picture. I won it sort of under, on some Saturdays, I know this sounds bizarre, but on some Saturdays, I have a friend who runs a movie group. It's not like I don't see enough movies Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while, though, he gets them before someone else does. So, and I've been going to those. And this last Saturday was the last sort of meeting before they take off for the summer. So they were giving away, they were doing trivia questions, and so they were giving away prizes, and so I got the book. I think the question was, what Academy Award actress appeared nude in a movie? I think that was just the question. What Academy Award actress appeared nude in a movie? Do you know what the answer is?
Take
a guess.
What Academy Award winning actress appeared nude in a movie? In a previous movie.
Yeah.
Not the one that they won the Academy Award
for.
No, not
necessarily.
The only one that comes to mind is, and I know it's not the right answer, is Halle Berry, because she won for Monsters Ball, and she was nude in that movie.
That's a good answer. She won for that movie. Yeah,
so
but it's a very good answer. Good on you. It was actually Marissa Tomei.
Okay.
And so so I got the book. So I'll send you the book. So the book is really terrific.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, you have to admit, it's a bizarre phenomenon to be reading a book in the gym where one of the presidents of one of the African nations is working out with the Secret Service, six Secret Service guys. And I said to them, from now on, I'm bringing my own bodyguard. This is just ridiculous. You know, why should I feel like a second-class citizen?
Right.
So, I mean, don't you think that's kind of a weird story? I kind of like that.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
I mean, you know, as I said, my Mike Tyson story is that nobody recognized him but me, which is a little strange. He was doing 20-pound flies, and he would make all this noise, and he would only do 10 of them, and then he'd leave and come back in, hoping someone, I guess, would recognize him. And by the third time, I was giggling so much. Sooner or later, someone's going to drop something on me in the gym.
Now, about what time was this? Like, what year was this when this happened?
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
It was either last year. I think it was last year, about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. The tattoos had faded. He had he had that TV show, the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, and he was apparently in New York a lot for that. I think it was shot in New York, so.
Yeah, because he lives in, he's from New York originally, but...
I think the Bronx.
Yeah,
he lives in New
Vegas.
Jersey now.
Well, I thought he lived in Vegas now.
Does he?
Yeah, I thought so.
He probably has a couple houses.
Mm-hmm. He certainly doesn't have as much money anymore as he used to, but... I thought the last I knew was that he's got a place in Vegas.
I believe you well before I believe me. I mean, I know Whitney Houston. I've been in Whitney Houston's house. I told you that about for a Halloween party.
Oh, really? I don't know if you told me that.
Oh, I didn't tell you that?
Mm-mm.
Well, somebody had a surprise party for me at Whitney Houston's at a Halloween party.
Oh, wow.
And a Joan Rivers sort of transvestite dropped the cake. And everybody thought it was planned, and I knew it wasn't. First of all, Whitney Houston's house has got white marble floors all over.
Was this before or after Whitney passed? Was this after?
It was after Whitney passed, and I think it was. I think it was just before Joan did.
Okay.
I know. I have a strange life, considering I'm a mild-mannered psychologist. Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, all right. There's this this new event. A lot of cities now have tour buses, right, where you get on the, they have double-deckers, and you can ride around the city, which I think is a wonderful way to orient yourself to a city if you've never been there before. Or if you've been there for a while, you'll see parts of the city in a different way. So I'm a great fan of that. Whenever someone comes to town, I take them on the Staten Island Ferry quite often, take them on a cruise around the island. We'll take them on. I'm a tourist. I love doing it. And they have a new one. They had one that started, I guess, about 2 years ago, and they did that. It was called the Duck. And it's an amphibious vehicle, so it's a bus, and then it goes into the water, which is pretty cool. And they give you a little duck call and stuff, so that was kind of fun. This one's called the Tour. And the coolest thing about the Tour is, first of all, they have these, instead of a regular bus, from the outside it looks like a regular bus, but it's got, like, stadium seating. And there are three tiers, and instead of facing forward toward the bus driver, they face toward the window. The whole side of the bus is one window. So the back of the bus is completely closed off. The front of the bus is complete glass. So as you're driving down the street, you can see everything. And other people can see you. And they look in. I mean, it's kind of like you're watching. It's like the pedestrians in the building in the city are a stage, which is an interesting kind of psychological stance as well. And the woman who was a tour guide, I thought, for the first couple of minutes, I thought she was going to drive me nuts because she's one of those, hopelessly chirpy kind of people. I know, it takes one to know one. But nevertheless, it turns out she's Canadian. But she was having such a good time. We were, I think, her third tour of the day. So my guess is that she's probably getting a little, she probably was caffeinated out of her skull. But what we would do is we'd go by people, and the whole deal was trying to make other people wave. And it became, the tour is about an hour and a half, and it goes all over the city, and it talks about the various buildings, the various neighborhoods. But the real pleasure of it is twofold. First of all, you become a unit with the people in the bus. Right? You're a community all of a sudden. And you said, we did the wave. I mean, not only, the queen, the royal wave, but we also did the wave like you do at football stadiums. But the whole thing was trying to get people to wave back at you who were, not going to do it. And we all just worked on it, and we were jubilant. So we became a group with a shared mission statement. And then the people outside, and it's Fleet Week. So we had all the sailors in town as well who were not as willing to be, I mean, they're in uniform, so I suppose they can't be as silly as some of the tourists. But it was really a fun experience. I really encourage you. And I thought it was relatively expensive because I think it's $45, but so is the double-decker. So it was a really fun experience, not only because you're seeing the city in a different way and not only because it basically does set up the city as an ongoing theater experience, but people could see you. So it really was, it's an incredibly fun experience in a city that's known as being very, well, I don't know that New York is, I suppose New York is viewed as serious. I think more businesslike, more kind of efficient and focused. But this was just plain silly fun. So I encourage you to, it's called The Tour. And they talked about the interactive stuff because they've got all sorts of electronics on it. I thought that part was, it was fine. And they show you different parts of old New York, which is fun. But the real fun thing was the human, the low-tech, us acting like goofballs. So it's called The Tour. Alrighty, today is National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Why not strawberry cheesecake, she asked. I don't know. Remember Bill Cosby's thing about Memorial Day, that it was Jell-O and it was Cool Whip? I think it's Cool Whip and raspberries and strawberries and blueberries. Remember that? Bill Cosby did. It was a Jell-O pudding thing. Maybe it was made with Jell-O. I don't know. Never mind. I suppose Bill Cosby has kind of fallen into the same black hole of Calcutta that Woody Allen is. We used to be able to talk about Woody Allen. Everybody would talk about the Woody Allen School of Life, which was actually not Woody Allen. It was Groucho Marx. But who would want to join a club and have somebody like me as a member? We can't do that anymore because the whole concept of a Woody Allen theory of life means you marry your stepdaughter. Not a good idea. And for Bill Cosby, we used to talk about pudding and Jell-O and Fat Albert. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Who's going to be our next hero to... At any rate, we're not going to talk about that. We're only going to stay positive temporarily. Okay, in 47 BC, on this day, on this very day, no question, Julius Caesar visits Tarsus on his way to Pontus, where he meets enthusiastic support, where, according to Cicero, Cassius is planning to kill him at this point.
Mm. Wow.
On this very day, no question. It's not even an Ides, folks. In 1647, Alcee Young was hanged in Hartford, Connecticut, to become the first person executed as a witch in the British American colonies. Thank goodness I didn't live then. I would have been the second. In 1783, a great Jubilee Day was held at North Stratford, Connecticut, celebrating the end of fighting in the American Revolution. On 1805, you can see it's a seriously political day. In 1805, Napoleon Bonaparte assumes the title of King of Italy and is crowned with the Iron Crown of Lombardy in Milan Cathedral, the Gothic Cathedral in Milan, which is very pretty. On 1830, the Indian Removal Act, is passed by the Congress, signed into law by President Andrew Jackson. 1857, Dred Scott was emancipated by the Blow family, his original owners. Did you know that was the name of the family?
I did not know that.
I knew the Dred Scott decision, but I didn't know the Blow family.
Yeah. Hmm.
I mean, in some ways, they emancipated him. They should probably be part of, it should be at least hyphenated. Good for the Blows. Montana in 1864 was organized as U.S. territory. In 1869, BU was chartered by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Hmm.
And, all right, here's a good one for you. 1896, Charles Dow published, what do you think?
The Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Well done. Hmm. Absolutely. Here's where the stock market, before that, the stock market did what it wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Still does. 1918, the Democratic Republic of Georgia was established. This is a cool one. Remember A Man and a Woman? Remember the song? You're probably too young. The song was very famous. 1923, the 24 Hours of Le Mans was first held and has since been run annually in June as opposed to May.
Hmm.
That was the whole plot of A Man and a Woman. It was really one of the very first, I think, French movies that had very much mainstream support in the United States. It may even have won something, but it was called A Man and a Woman. In 1969, Apollo 10 returned to Earth after an 8-day successful test of all the components needed for the forthcoming first manned moon landing.
Hmm.
There you go. 1977, George Willig climbed the South Tower of New York City's World Trade Center. There's a movie that I think is going to be called The Walk that's going to be out this year that looks terrific.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In 1998, Supreme Court of the U.S. ruled that Ellis Island is in the state of New Jersey, not New York. Oops. I'll tell you about the National Story Day when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for your time.
Sure.
You and I have had a subject in common, in agreement, for some time. And now it has to do with a married or a divorced woman's association with a married man.
Yikes. Who's the divorced woman?
Happens to be my daughter.
Okay.
And
how long has she been divorced?
Oh, 2 years.
Okay. And how long has she been with the married dude?
1 year.
Okay. I mean, not okay, but all right. So what's the question to me, Byron?
Well, the question to you would be this. I've always agreed with you and been opposed to it. And inasmuch as my daughter had an unhappy marriage for 31 years, paid her dues, put the kids through college, then divorced, picked up with this gentleman, she appears to be a happy woman. No designs for marriage, just association, living a fine life. My question to you would be, what do you see as the pitfalls or the negatives?
Well, I mean, presumably he's married to somebody else. I mean, is he living with the woman to whom he's married?
No.
So do they live together?
She left him.
Well, but I mean, does your daughter live with Mr.
No, they live separate lives.
Listen, Byron, let me take a step back, and then I'll answer your question. I think all of us need to have rules by which we run our own lives. And what I try and do, you know, on a daily basis is try and give you guys, from my perspective, things that make our lives simpler to run because they're straightforward and consistent, and they don't trade off short-term pleasure for long-term pain. On the other hand, you hear me all the time suggest that the only behavior we can be responsible for is our own. Do I think it's a good idea for someone to be involved with a man who's still married? I do not. On the other hand, I think if you were calling me and saying, I'm dating this woman who's still married, what do you think are the pitfalls? I could certainly go through them with you. On the other hand, trying to run other people's lives is a mistake, even if you think you're right. And, of course, most of us think we're right most of the time. So if you're asking me, should I tell my daughter to stop dating this guy? Number one, you probably already have. Number two, she's not going to listen. And number three, it's not going to do any good. And, in fact, not only may it not do any good, but it may, in fact, make her not think or allow her to not think about this as opposed to just opposing you. The reason I don't think it's a very good idea is at some point she may decide that, for example, I mean, there presumably kids, there may be kids involved on his stand, on his side, which are not going to be amused by this, that she really, he is not committed to her. He can't be committed to her in any legal or financial way because he's still involved with somebody else. That if he really wanted to be free and clear to be involved in her life, one of the things to do, if in that fact that marriage has no value anymore, is go ahead and end it. Now, the reason people stay married when they're not living together is finances, kids, fear, property, but all those things impact current relationships. And I think that you're asking really two separate questions. It's really important that I separate them out for you. If you're asking me, do I think this is a good idea? No. Do I think that it's likely that she's going to, at some point, get her heart handed to her? Very likely. If nothing else, even if, assuming he's a very nice guy, at some point, if he goes ahead and gets divorced, he may want to be single for a while. She's been single, and she knows, because she's been through it, the chaos that happens with divorce, no matter whose idea it was, no matter how long the marriage has been kind of a dead, you know, carp. The idea is that we are, in fact, affected by it, and we need recovery time, and the best way to be in a relationship is we've done our recovery time by ourselves as opposed to inflict it on somebody else. Do I think your daughter's putting herself at risk? I do. And is this a good example, as far as I'm concerned, of short-term pleasure versus long-term pain? It is. On the other hand, do I think it's a good idea for you to tell her that? Not particularly, number one. Number two, you and I know you already have. Number three, she's not listening. So the real issue becomes, how do I deal with her or with him if they want to come over for Sunday dinner? And I think that's your own conscience. I think that you can decide that you're not in charge of her life, that she's a grown-up human being. If she's been married for 30 years, she's probably at least in her 50s, and that she's going to run her own life. Now, you can either decide that, look, you can do this, but by inviting him over, I'm giving tacit consent. I don't want to do that. Or you can decide, I don't think this is a good idea, but if this is what makes you happy, you're in charge of your own destiny. And if a next-door neighbor was dating somebody who was married and wanted to come over for dinner, I probably wouldn't fuss.
Dr. Brown, my mother passed away about 7 years ago, and we never, although I wanted a good relationship, we never were able to have one because she was just very hard on me. But anyway, as I got older, it got a little better, and when she got real sick, she couldn't be by herself, so she moved in with me, and me and my sister basically took care of her until she passed away, and that was about a year later after she moved in with me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I keep having the same dream over and over that my mother is in a hospital
right
somewhere close by, and I keep trying to go see her, and I never make it there.
Yeah.
And what is that? Why do I keep having that dream?
What do you think the dream means?
That she was still here.
Okay, and if she was still here, then what?
I don't know beyond that. I really don't.
Okay, well, I think you're taking the first baby step. Let me give you a shove in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
which is dreaming about... Let me sort of back off and give you the general perspective, and then we'll deal specifically with the dream, which is that dreams are kind of us whispering in our own ear, right? They're
mm-hmm.
things that we wish and things that we're frightened about and things that might happen, things that will never happen, and it all gets all mushed up because our unconscious isn't logical and it's not orderly. It just feels. It's just emotion. Mm-hmm. All right? And the dream is kind of us saying, here, pay attention to something that may not be acceptable or real or logical during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think I talked about it earlier this week, that one of the ways that we are, that any of us achieve immortality, is being remembered and loved by people, because the body's going to go, right? So that's how we sort of live beyond our lifetime, is people remembering us and loving us. So I think in your dream, it's not surprising to me that you didn't feel that you had a great resolved relationship with your mom, because I think she comes back in your dreams. Now, if this was 3,000 years ago, somebody would say your mother is haunting you. She's coming back to visit you so that you can make peace with each other, that her soul is roaming the earth until the two of you can make peace with each other. I'm a psychologist, and I live in the year 2008, so that's not exactly my take on it, but it's similar. My take on it is that if your mother was still alive in the hospital, that you could go and maybe say, Mom, I love you, or Mom, let's work this out. And that's what I would suggest you do when you have this dream, because I think that's your longing to have some resolution that's more positive than what you had with your mom. So what you can do, believe it or not, is you can actually program your dreams so the next time you have that dream, that you can sort of see yourself walking into the hospital room and embracing your mom and saying, Mom, I love you, and your mom saying, I love you, Rosemary. And that might feel really good, because that's one of the ways that we resolve it. Now, during the day, there are a couple things that you can do. One is that you can sort of maybe write your mom a letter of things that you want her to know. One of the possibilities is going to the local housing for the elderly and finding a surrogate mom that maybe doesn't have somebody visit her, and kind of be loving and open to her. And that may make you feel that somehow you're doing some good work, that you're taking this unresolved issue with your mom that doesn't feel terrific and translating into something very positive in your life. I think I certainly wouldn't be afraid of the dream. And again, you can kind of program yourself in the dream to make the dream end like you want it to end, and in your awake life to figure out ways of resolving this that might feel better for you. Does that make some sense?
A little bit. The second part about another person, you know, a surrogate, that does. But I listened to you. I do remember I did, in one of my dreams, I did make it to her hospital bed.
Okay.
She would not speak to me.
Well, but that's okay. Listen, Rosemary, the good thing about your dreams is you own them, Cookie. So what you can do is you can reprogram them. You're remembering things, and clearly, I mean, good for you. That's a really important psychological kind of step, is that instead of feeling like you couldn't reach her, that you did reach her, and then you were dealing with the fact that she was still rejecting. But it's your dream. So in the next one, you can have you get there, and maybe you show up with flowers, and maybe she's a bit resistant, but then she sort of breaks down and says, well, I was only doing this for your own good, and I've always loved you. All right? So it sounds like you are taking baby steps in some unconscious way to resolving this issue with your mom and feeling better about it.
Really?
Because, yeah.
I've had that dream since she's passed away.
Not surprising at all. Not surprising at all.
Thank you. It does help a little.
Okay, well, listen, just and what you can do, you can also start writing about it. You can think about it more during the day. And maybe finding that surrogate person will help you move it in your dreams, because, again, everything in our dreams is part of us. I mean, that's the good news. Sometimes it's a little obscure. Sometimes it's a bit hidden. But this one, I mean, and the fact that you're getting there, I think is a really good idea, that you're moving closer.
Okay.
All right. So
I do keep a journal, so.
Good.
Maybe
good.
I'll start writing about it.
Yeah, and maybe writing about your mom, and maybe in your journal writing some of the things, if you can remember some really good experiences that the two of you had. Mm-hmm. Because there is that kind of guilt that happens, you know, when somebody dies that we love. But, I mean, it does sound to me that you're making progress on it.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me about it.
My pleasure, Rosemary.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And I mentioned before we took the call that there today in history in 1998, the first National Sorry Day was held in Australia. Okay, now do you know what it was for? Because, I mean, it sort of sounds, they're kind of, I mean, for example, in the Jewish religion, there's the Day of Atonement. There's confession in the Catholic religion. There's in AA, there's the making amends. So it's certainly not an unusual kind of phenomenon. But this was a national phenomenon. All right, here's why. The Stolen Generation were the children of Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent who were moved from their families by Australian federal and state government agencies and church missions under acts of their respective parliaments. Their removals occurred in the period between 1909 and 1969. That's pretty modern. Although in some places children will still be taken under the 70s. Documentary evidence, such as newspaper articles and reports to parliamentary committees, suggested a range of rationales. Motivations evident include child protection, beliefs that given their catastrophic population decline after white contact, that Aboriginal people would die out, in a fear of miscegenation by full-blooded Aborigines. One view suggests that the motivation and purpose of the law providing for the removal of Aboriginal children from their parents was child protection. For neglected, abused, or abandoned mixed descendant children. Other 19th and 20th century documents indicate the policy of removing Aboriginal children from their parents related to different beliefs that, given the population decline we mentioned, this supposed that the civilization of Northern Europeans was superior, where have we heard that before, to the Aborigines based on comparative technological advancement. Some adherents of these beliefs considered any proliferation of mixed descendant children, labeled half-caste, quadroons, and octoroons, to be a threat to the nature and stability of the prevailing civilization, or perceived racial or civilization heritage. Sound familiar, folks? In 1930s, the Northern Territory Protector of Natives perceived the continuing rise in numbers of half-caste children as a problem. His solution was by the fifth and invariably by the sixth generation, all native characteristics of the Australian Aborigine are eradicated. The problem of our half-caste will quickly be eliminated by the complete disappearance of the black race and the swift submergence of their progeny in the white. Eliminate in future the full blood and the white, and one common blend will remain. Eliminate the full blood and permit the white admixture, and eventually the race will become white. It was very similar to the fact that children of Native Americans were taken and put in missionary schools and not taken away from their families and taught a different religion and were forbidden from using their native language. And this is Australia, though. We're still talking about that. They're saying at least 100,000 children were removed from their parents, but they said that basically it was 1 in 3. That's just so it's an estimate. Now they're saying the real figures are difficult to establish, given differing populations over a long period of time. They're saying it's impossible to know. All right. So the idea was that at some point, Australia decided to apologize. Okay? We're sorry. For more than a decade, bringing them home reported on focused separation of Aboriginal and was, he and his conservative coalition consistently rejected calls for a formal government apology. On December 11, 2007, an apology would be made to Indigenous Australians, the wording of which would be decided in consultation with Aboriginal leaders. On the 27th of January, 2008, that's 7 years ago, the apology would be made on or soon after the first day of Parliament on the 12th of February. The date was later set to the 13th of February, which it was ultimately issued. And it turns out that even the apology was highly controversial. The former Liberal minister, Judy Moylan, said, "I think as a nation we owe an apology. We shouldn't be thinking about it as an individual apology. It's an apology that's coming from the nation state because it was governments that did these things." The Liberal Party as a whole expressed its support for an apology, which thereby achieved a bipartisan consensus. Brendan Nelson said, "I, on behalf of the coalition of the Alternative Government of Australia, are providing in principle support for the offer of an apology to the forcibly removed generations of Aboriginal children." Did they get any money is the question. The text of the apology did not make reference to compensation to Aboriginal people as a whole or to members of the stolen generation specifically. Let me just see if I can read a little bit of this. "We honor the indigenous people of this land, the oldest continuing cultures in human history, reflect on their past mistreatment. We reflect in particular on the mistreatment of those who were stolen generations, this blemished chapter in our nation's history. The time has come now for the nation to turn a new page. We apologize for the laws and policies. We apologize for the removal, for the pain, suffering, and hurt to the mothers and fathers, to the indignity and degradation. We respectfully request that this apology be received in the spirit in which it is offered as part of the healing of the nation. We take heart resolving this new page in history of our great continent can now be written. We acknowledge the past, lay claim to a future that embraces all Australians. Okay. A future where we embrace the possibility of new solutions. Yeah, did they give them any money? A 20-minute speech about the need for the apology, which was widely applauded. The opposition party basically sort of turned out to talk about some Aborigines that had committed crimes. So it doesn't say whether or not compensation. Compensation claims are pending. It is not possible for a court to rule on behalf of plaintiffs simply because they were removed, as at the time such removals were authorized. The apology is not expected to have any legal impact on claims for compensation. Man, what does an apology mean without some kind of compensation? It turns out that on August 1st, the Supreme Court awarded $775,000 to Thomas Gray. He died less than a year after the court decision. So, I mean, I don't know that the United States ever apologized for our mistreatment of Native Americans. But, Donna, listen, hang on for me. You get to start the next hour. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.